You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. There is a ton of money out there sitting around on gift cards and in digital wallets like PayPal and Venmo. And I mean a ton. In a recent speech, a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors said PayPal had customer accounts totaling $22.5 billion as of a few months ago. And together, Walmart and Starbucks have what's called deferred gift card revenue of like $3.5 billion. Add it all up, and the Fed says that's more money than the deposits at many banks. So, but what does that mean? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
L.A. attorney Adam Byrne has collected so many gift cards, they're getting hard to keep track of.
Oh, man. So I know I have two $25 gift cards to Kohl's. I have a $25 gift card to Chipotle.
He's got Starbucks cards, Target, AMC movie passes. He might never use them all. And that can make for some tricky accounting, according to retail analyst Sucharita Kadali with Forrester.
It's held as a liability on the balance sheet of books. It's similar to like airline miles.
Being on the hook for billions of dollars in unredeemed gift cards sounds bad for retailers. But Kadali says what matters is not so much the amount, but
how long has that quote-unquote liability been on the books?
Most of those cards are redeemed pretty quickly, within 8 weeks, according to marketing professor Dan Horn at Providence College.
The odds of a card being used after 3 or 4 years approaches zero.
And he says retailers are allowed to start counting a percentage of unredeemed cards as income after it becomes clear customers are unlikely to use them. In 2018, Starbucks claimed $155 million worth. In the accounting world, this is what they call breakage revenue.
It's lost value for consumers. It's a small benefit to retailers.
Except, he says, in states like Delaware and New York that count unused gift cards as unclaimed property and use that to plug holes in their budget. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.